We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Valentine's weekend. And Saturday, Damon hits Milwaukee with D-Ray Davis, D.C. Curry, Michael Blackson, and more.
And more
on the show, man.
Wow. You got a show.
Ooh.
Real good show.
Man, that's Saturday. But then, on Sunday, Valentine's Day, Damon is in Maryland with Bobby Brown, Mint Condition, Genuine, and 112 at the Showplace Arena. Is that Baltimore, Maryland?
It's right up the upper Marlboro.
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Yes, sir.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man who should have been absent on Picture Day. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as the theme of the Chinese New Year, that monkey.
It's the monkey.
I had this discussion with Sybil yesterday. I said the same as you. I said, oh.
That monkey.
It's the year of that monkey. What do you mean?
The year of the monkey.
Not that monkey.
Well, in my case,
it's the monkey.
All right.
Right. I know we become a society obsessed with pictures. Speaking of Picture Day, selfie videos, Snapchat, Instagram, even the law enforcement is using, you know, red light cameras, speed cameras, surveillance cameras. Well, pictures play a part in this first story. A man went to answer his door when two armed men were at his door. So one was carrying a gun. The other one had a pink and white stun gun. Don't ask me why. So they got in his house. They forced their way in. They stole money and jewelry, and they fled the home. Now, when the police arrived, the victim said he recognized one of them possibly from high school. So you would think, you know, he would check Facebook and Instagram. Nope, they went old school. He went and looked in his high school yearbook. Yes, ma'am. And I was able to identify the suspect. Now, the crazy part, you would think if they looking in the yearbook, this would have been years ago. No, this yearbook was from class of 2014.
Dang.
So, how you going to rob somebody who you just graduated with a couple years ago? You dummy. Seriously. I mean, if it's anybody we still recognize as people from high school, those are some of the people you remember the most. Most seriously. As serious as Jaden Smith at a lady Foot Locker. But look. speaking of dummies and pictures, this next story is pretty ignorant. In an attempt to steal money from a vending machine, well, it wasn't really a vending machine, but it was a machine, and it had some money in it. The man broke into the cash department of this machine, but he won't be hard to find because the machine he broke into was a photo booth. Now, the photo booths have a security feature that automatically takes pictures if you tamper with the money box.
Because it's a photo booth.
You big dummy. So they got several very clear pictures of this man stealing the money. Won't be hard to find this fool, seriously.
Looking like Zoolander.
Especially the one with the old hair look on his face. Oh,
giving him the face. Now head your head back. Now lean it to the side.
Gotcha.
You big dummy. Seriously. As serious as the men who just now realized Beyonce had a theme to the halftime show. Oh, they were Black Panthers, huh? I ain't even see the hats. Shouts out to Rhonda Rollins and our Greenville station for that story.
Oh, God.